The English Civil War, 1639 to 1660. The Battle of Burton Bridge, 1643. Now you have to be kind of careful here because there is another major battle that's fought called the Battle of Burton Bridge, and that is from 1322 when King Edward II defeated the rebellious Earl of Lancaster. So, to some extent, if you just type Burton Bridge in, you could end up with a lot of different choices. Now, July of 1643 is full of action. You have the Battle of Burton Bridge on July the 4th. You have the Battle of Lansdowne on July the 5th. You have the Battle of Roundway Down on July the 13th. And you have the Battle of Gainsborough on July the 28th. So there's a lot of movement that is taking place during the month of July, which is not a surprise. After all, this is the peak of campaigning season. If you don't get your main action done in the summer, you're not going to get a lot done. Obviously, last week I finished the business with the Westminster Assembly of Divines, and that, of course, started on July the 1st. And on July the 3rd, I have the Royalist Newcastle occupying Bradford after Fairfax escapes, and Lady Anne Fairfax is actually taken prisoner. And then that brings us to the battle that we're going to talk about today, which is the Battle of Burton Bridge. Now, the county of Staffordshire is several days' travel from the main power located in London, and it had a very long disinclination to paying of taxes and levies imposed by the king, kind of started under James I. Now, there was open dissent against the king's decrees that occurred in 1640 in objection to the levying of 300 men from the county for the king's campaign against the Scots. Upon the outbreak of the English Civil War in 1642, the town of Burton was largely sympathetic to the parliamentary cause. Now, this is probably due to the large Puritan following in the town and Staffordshire's general disapproval of the high church practices of the then Archbishop of Canterbury, William Laud, who was later executed for his opposition to Puritanism. Now, Burton's river crossing, and by the way, it is known as Burton upon Trent. The river crossing, known as the Burton Bridge, was desirable for both the Parliamentarians and the Royalists, described as the only passage over the Trent and Dove to the north, and was positioned between the Royalist towns of Lichfield, Tutbury, and Ashby de la Zeus, and the Parliamentarian Stafford and Derby. Despite this strategic location, the town was unfortified and actually possessed very few natural defenses. The town would change hands at least a dozen times during the course of the English Civil Wars, first coming to the attention of the Royalists when the Earl of Chesterfield used it as a rendezvous for his force in late 1642. Chesterfield withdrew his forces to Lichfield for the winter, garrisoning the cathedral, which would be the scene of much fighting during the war. There were rumors prior to the English Civil War that the town held secret supplies of gunpowder for a Catholic rebellion. And these were investigated by Lord Paget, who began the war as a parliamentarian, switched to the side of the king in 1642, before returning to the side of Parliament in 1644. Though the explosion of the gunpowder store did occur in 1643, which caused the roof of St. Mowen's Church to be destroyed. East Staffordshire's strategic importance was heightened by its position on the boundary of the Royalist and Parliamentarian garrisons in the region. Burton had come to roundhead attention in early 1643 after the establishment of a garrison at nearby Derby by the county committee leader, Sir John Gill. In February, Gill placed a garrison across the county border at Burton, consisting of an infantry company under Dutch Major Johannes Malas, who withdrew in less than 1 month later to assist in the attack on Newark. Now, during this time, Queen Henrietta Marie had landed in Bridlington, Yorkshire, with a supply of weapons purchased abroad that she intended to bring to the king, who was then in Oxford. In advance of this, the king sent his nephew, good old Prince Rupert of the Rhine, from Oxford with 1,200 cavalry, 700 foot, and 6 cannons to clear South Staffordshire. You don't want your wife getting captured in the process. Prince Rupert's troops evicted garrisons from Rushall and Birmingham and successfully recaptured Lichfield. Rupert placed Royalist garrisons in key towns, including Burton, to secure the route of Henrietta's convoy. The garrison at Burton, unfortunately, was soon driven out once more by Gill, acting in cooperation with Lord Grey, the commander-in-chief of the East Midlands Association. He placed his own garrison there, 200 infantry, 60 dragoons, and a cannon from nearby Derbyshire, before proceeding with the remainder of his force to Tutbury Castle, which he attacked unsuccessfully. Now, Gill's garrison at Burton was commanded by Captain Thomas Sanders, who had previously commanded one of the largest companies in Gill's forces. Sanders held more radical political views than Gill, and thus was seen as a potential rival. Sanders may have been concerned about his deployment to such a precarious position that it was a plot by Gill to actually get rid of him. Whatever the case, Sanders decided to remove himself from Gill's command and place him and his men under the direction of Colonel Richard Hutton of the Staffordshire County Committee and the military governor of Burton. In July 1643, the Queen's convoy and its guard advanced from Newark to Ashby de la Luce and then the Burton. Gill summoned the Staffordshire and Nottinghamshire Association forces to defend the town, but they refused. On July 4, 1643, the Royalist cavalry, led by Colonel Thomas Tyddesley, charged across Burton Bridge and engaged Saunders' men. And the engagement was described as bloody and desperate, and though damage was caused to the town's church, the battle seemed to have been decided by the action at the bridge. The forces of Parliament were decisively beaten, and according to Gill, the town was most miserably plundered and destroyed. Henrietta Marie herself recorded that so much loot was taken that her men could not march with all their bundles. The Royalists claimed that they had twice requested the surrender of the town before they attacked, and that the Queen forbade any violence against the townfolk. Conversely, the parliamentarians claimed that 30 of their men were forced into the church and offered to surrender, but were refused and were killed by cavaliers in the night. The Royalists were also alleged to have looted the town and raped the women before drowning at least 20 civilians in the river. The Royalists took most of the Roundhead officers prisoner, including Captain Saunders and Colonel Hutton and his wife. Saunders was later exchanged and promoted to major by the Earl of Essex and commissioned by Gill to act as colonel and raise a regiment of cavalry. Tyddesley was knighted and promoted to brigadier general for bravery shown in action. Having lost Burton, Gill feared an attack upon Derby and withdrew forces from Nottingham and Leicestershire to defend it. He was also able to secure supplies of 20 barrels of gunpowder, 300 muskets, 60 carbines, and 60 cases of pistols, and additional troops of horses, allowing him to arm his regiment fully for the first time. However, Derby was not attacked by the Queen's forces, who simply bypassed it and moved through Wassel, proceeding according to the King's instructions for avoiding delays. So, a small battle. Obviously, a lot at stake here. You send Prince Rupert down to take care of the wife, that's a good thing. Now, there are a couple of other little things here about Burton. There was, in honor of the Battle of Burton Bridge, there was a brewery which marketed an ale known as the Battle Brew. And there's also a local legend that states that Oliver Cromwell was actually in the area during the battle and had his horse tied to a nail at Tottenhill's St. Michael's and All Angels Church, which was just 3 miles away from the bridge. But obviously, we're not real sure that happened. So it's an interesting little incident. Another one of these small battles, not a lot of people involved. I mean, the parliamentarians only had 200 infantry and 60 dragoons and one cannon, so they're heavily outnumbered by the forces protecting Henrietta Marie and her wonderful stash of weapons. Now, the sources for this: The History of England by Thornton, Lockyer, and Smith, Fairfax by Wilson, Cavaliers and Roundheads, The English Civil War, 1642-1649 by Hibbert, English Civil War, 1640-1660 by Warden, English Civil War Atlas and Concise History of the Wars of the Three Kingdoms, 1639-51 by Lipscomb. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.